Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. On the Women's Forum tonight, we caught up with one Zimbabwean woman who was based in the UK but decided to return back home to find out what business opportunities lay in store for her. We take a journey with her on how she set up her business in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program. You can go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what your company is all about.
My name is Florence Chaudhary. It's been a pleasure to be invited to be interviewed by Marvelous. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Like I said, my name is Florence Chaurura. On Facebook, my name is Florence Mudoni Chaurura. I am the managing director of a company called WinFit Services.
Tell us a little bit about your background. What made you want to start your company?
Well, just if I'm allowed to say a little bit of a story which is behind the starting of the company. I've lived in the United Kingdom. Like right now, I'm in the United Kingdom. I've lived here for over 18 years. So in 2012, I decided to relocate. I've got two adult children and a husband, and Mrs. Chaurura. So in 2012, I really staying in the UK for such a long time, I wanted to reconnect with home. And so I gave myself a challenge, packed my bags, and went to Zimbabwe for 12 months in 2012. So I had my ideas that I wanted to go and implement in Zimbabwe. I just wanted to do some beauty line and some training. And so when I got there, I tried to put myself out there to start my businesses that I had in mind. But I realized that the terrain was different and what I wanted to start wouldn't work at that point. So I needed to survive for the 12 months. I'd given myself that challenge. So I went out, I started doing some personal development training for different companies. And what made me do that was, first of all, to survive. I needed money to buy fuel. I needed money to pay for food and everything to the companies. And I told them who I was and what I could do for them in terms of training. So I got businesses here and there. And one of the things that I discovered at that point was, this is what I needed, actually, to put myself out there, discover the business community in Zimbabwe.
How challenging was it for you coming from the UK to then go to a market like Zimbabwe?
Yes, Marvelous. You know, what I could say to you is that I am a person who finds opportunities where I come across discomfort. So give me any kind of discomfort, to me, I turn it into an opportunity. So when I tried to integrate myself and I was so much adversity, I realized that Zimbabwe needed a change. And a change in the way they look at things, the way they do things. So I said to myself, you know what, this is a big opportunity for us as diasporas to come and introduce change. Change in a lot of the way business is done in Zimbabwe. So that was me looking at myself and I'm saying, I'm the change agent. So through it all, I was fighting the system. And I psyched myself up for that. So I was on radio, I was on TV, I was moaning and shouting at everybody that I came across who was giving the wrong service. So it was actually a mindset. It's not easy if you're just a normal character. But it's for me, I found it very, like, giving me adrenaline to say, okay, this is exactly what I knew I was going to come across. And how do I cope in such a scenario? And I'll find ways of coping. It's either I'll educate or I'll just do something different to make myself known or be heard or to implement change in such circumstances.
Is that when your company was born? And what did it take for you to set it up? If there are some women listening out there who'd like to do something similar in another field.
How the company started was, throughout the 12 months, it was a find a way, make a way scenario. So I know that, coming from my background, that if you put yourself out there, what will find you is success. Because, of course, you've put yourself to say, I'm ready. So because I was ready for that, I was broke, obviously, from finding a way, making a way, and getting money to buy myself food and everything, from putting myself through to the companies and doing all that. I found myself putting myself out to the public on Facebook saying, I'm in Zimbabwe, giving myself a target of 12 months. If you want me to do anything for you, tell me and I could go and do it, but make sure you pay me. That was one statement that I wrote on my Facebook wall. And believe you me, my Facebook inbox was bombarded with messages. Oh, please, can you go and check? I just paid money for this and I'm not sure if it's done properly. Can you go and buy my mom food? She's in Mutare, whatever. And I said, oh my God, the people need this service. There are people who are outside Zimbabwe. They're still connected heavily with people in Zimbabwe. So that's when I realized that there was a gap in the market and WinFit was born. So I had to start with one person, We set up an office, and 2013 was full swing. We're starting to do business in Zimbabwe. We are a one-stop shop. That's how WinFit was born. We call ourselves a sanctuary, a business that sells convenience and peace of mind. We want to give diaspora that peace of mind that when they sit down, go onto our website, they buy whatever they buy, we deliver as it is what you buy, and we go and do it. So we've got project managers, we've got drivers, we've got a shop online which you can buy whatever. We have all sorts of services going on. If you call us, we are 9 out of 10 going to refer you to the right person in Zimbabwe, or we'll do it for you. Because we are go-between. We are the eyes and ears of diasporas. So we demand quality for the money that the diasporas are giving us. And we promise transparency and professionalism in whatever we do.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Florence Mudoni Chaurura, the founder of WinFit Services, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
You're welcome, Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.